Telk English, C1. Listening Part 1. You will hear a radio program with 8 people giving their opinions on a topic. You will hear each person once. While listening, decide which statement, A to J, best matches what the speaker says. You will only need 8 of the 10 statements. Mark your answers for items 47 to 54 on answer sheet S30. You will now have 1 minute to read the statements A to J.
Welcome to this week's edition of What's Your Opinion? Today's topic is procrastination and methods recommended to avoid delaying things. Let's hear what some of our listeners have to say.
Number 47.
I was brought up to do things straight away and not procrastinate. That's probably why I always feel under pressure to clear my desk before finishing work and not leave anything for the next day. I often felt overwhelmed by this, even in my free time, until a friend suggested I use the ABCDE system. It's a technique that you can use to prioritise things. A tasks have top priority. B tasks are jobs you should do. C tasks are just nice to do. D tasks are the ones that you can delegate. And E tasks can be cut because they're no longer relevant. So now I analyse any new job that comes in and deal with it accordingly. At the end of the workday, I can go home knowing everything is under control and completely switch off and forget work.
Number 48. Oh, yes. I avoid procrastination with lists. I keep a daily list of to-dos, a monthly list, a long-term list, and a list of things to do sometime, all in an app on my mobile. I couldn't live without them. They're my key to success. Every evening, I prepare a list for the following day, so my subconscious can process things while I'm asleep. Believe me, I often wake up with really good insights into how to tackle upcoming challenges. And when I start a new project, making a list is my first step, detailing all I have to do from start to finish. Lists give me the confidence to handle anything that comes my way. And the best bit is being able to tick off the things I've accomplished. Number 49.
Doing things promptly is good advice, but it's difficult to put into practice if you're a procrastinator like me. I need a really good reason, a connection to the end result, to motivate me. Here's a simple example. I hate getting up early, but when the alarm rings, I think ahead. Although having a lie-in might be an appealing thought, it won't promote my career. If I arrive late, it'll annoy my colleagues, They won't be as supportive, and it could disrupt the office atmosphere. That thought alone motivates me to get up. In general, goals and ambitions are really important for me, since they impact my present life and also help me determine my choices. So I can persuade myself to tackle a difficult task straight away if I can appreciate its relevance for the future.
Number 50.
Raise this topic, and everyone will admit it's their weakness and start sharing methods to overcome it. But I ask you, is procrastination so bad? There's nothing that bugs me as much in life as other people trying to impose their unrealistic expectations on me. Should I put myself under pressure because they need something from me? If you constantly rush from one deadline to the other, you're not in control of your life. And you know what? Nearly everybody procrastinates, so why should we go against human instinct? I like my life as it is, and my maxim is, don't let yourself be pressured into doing today what you'd rather do tomorrow. If people can't accept me the way I am, then let's hope our paths don't cross anytime soon.
Number 51.
I don't often procrastinate, but I definitely have problems when I'm faced with a big project. My initial reaction is to feel intimidated by the enormity of the task and to doubt whether I can handle the responsibility. Although it's easy to panic, I force myself to take it one step at a time and trust that once I've started, the next step will become apparent. Often it's getting started that is the biggest hurdle. So I remind myself to keep a positive mindset and to search for solutions. I make a conscious resolution to focus only on completing the task at hand. With this approach, it's possible to complete the biggest and most complicated job.
Number 52. I recently read a book promising success if you complete your most difficult task first thing each day, rather than postponing it until later. Apparently, then everything else will magically fall into place afterwards. The author goes on to recommend maximizing our personal powers and always keeping an eye on our energy levels. Obviously, he assumes we're all early birds. I agree that we all have specific times during the day when we are at our best. Mine is definitely not when he suggests. I need a gentle start, a cup of tea, and an easy task that doesn't involve too much concentration. I agree, however, with the author's notion that we need regular holidays and relaxing weekends. But forcing myself to do tasks with the biggest impact first would not improve the quality of my work.
Number 53.
I attended a workshop on time management recently, and we had a really good discussion about why we procrastinate. The trainer told us to identify our most important goals in life and analyse what was holding us back. It's not often that we allow ourselves the luxury of just stepping back and figuring out what's going on in our lives. It was eye-opening for me, and I'd recommend taking time out to everyone who really wants to reach their goals. I was able to identify a key constraint that was a real obstacle for my career: my lack of official qualifications. I'd been thinking of doing an MBA for ages, but now I've stopped procrastinating and registered for an online course, even though it's going to be really demanding to study and work full time.
Number 54.
I think we can deal with procrastination by forming certain habits. I used to have terrible issues in this area, but when I became a freelancer, I had to find a way of delivering my work on time or I'd lose my customers. So I began to set myself personal deadlines for every task and made sure I stuck to them. So much so that today I have little competitions with myself where I attempt to complete the task before my own deadline. I found that this approach triggers an inner drive created by this artificial sense of urgency. Then, while working on top priority tasks at a high and continuous level of activity, I enter into a kind of flow, and to my mind, success is guaranteed.
Well, thank you everyone for those very helpful and motivating insights. What's your opinion? Ring in and let us know.
End of listening part 1.